theoretically possible.
Why waste time?
But it doesn't make any sense.
Discovery Houston, press to ATO.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome to 2021, everybody.
We made it.
We did make it. It is an accomplishment to get through 2020. It was a wild year, to say the least.
It was.
Yes, and now we can say it was.
Yeah, finally.
Yes. Not that 2021 is going to be, you know, perfect sunshine, but it is an accomplishment that it's over, you know?
Yeah, well,
that year is done.
Especially, you know, according to our Western calendar, this is our time for a fresh start, you know? And even though things aren't going to be completely, you know, all the way changed.
Yeah, it's not like today is a new life.
Exactly. The pandemic's over. No, it's not. But, you know, I think that it is nice to have a little bit of a reset. I mean, no one saw 2020 coming here in the U.S. No one. And, well, some did, but, you know,
maybe.
The large majority did not. And yeah, time seemed to just stretch on by during 2020.
That was a long year, right?
It was like a time warped year in a weird way.
Right.
So yeah, I think that, you know, here's to 2021 and all of the hope, belief that we can have at the beginning of a new year.
Gotta have a lot of it. And we're going to need it, especially in the next few months, I'd say confidently. We got to keep pushing through, but we're going to start off the year on a positive note, as we always do. We always try to keep it positive here at Life Out of the Box Podcast. And today we are going to discuss what we are most looking forward to in this year, 2021.
Yes, I am really looking forward to hearing what you have to say. We both wrote down some of our own thing that we're looking forward to.
We're presenting it to each other and to our friends simultaneously.
Exactly. So you, it's the best way. Why don't you kick it off?
All right, this one's so obvious. I know it's on your list. I know it is, for sure. It's on every single person's list. The vaccine. We cannot wait for some vaccine. Give it to me. Let me take it. Let me go and live my best life. We got to get the vaccine, and it's coming, and I'm really excited about it. We do have exciting news that we're going to share with you guys in the next few days about what's going on with the vaccine trial.
Yeah.
But we're excited for everyone to get vaccinated. I mean, this is going to really make the world great again.
Yeah, I mean, and let's be completely honest and clear, given the context of the world that we live in, not just in our own country. There are parts of the world that are back to normal already. Mm-hmm. And I think that one thing we can all agree on, no matter what, is that we all want to get back to some sort of normalcy. It'll never go back to the way that it was.
Yeah.
It'll probably continue to get better.
Right.
Right.
But
over time.
But look at Wuhan and you look at Taiwan right now. They're doing, luckily they got a collectivist mindset and they work together. I looked at the lockdown in Germany today.
Mm-hmm.
It's like so in lockdown.
Yeah.
And you know, if anything's going to help us like really like stop it besides like really locking down and working together as a team, it's going to be the vaccine.
That's the thing. I think the vaccine method for us is probably the only thing that we have going at this point.
Right.
But it is interesting to just kind of compare and contrast how life is here to other places, because it's not as extreme as it is everywhere like it is right now here. But you know, the truth is they also had a lot of things implemented already in plan and think, you know, a plan in place because they were so affected by SARS outbreak, you know, a while back. So anyways, regardless, the vaccine, I cannot wait for the ramp up of the distribution.
Yeah.
Everyone go get that in your arm. Take
and we
your
have
vaccine.
An exciting episode coming. I can't wait to tell you guys about the trials coming up.
Yeah.
And yeah, we'll leave it at that. It's your turn.
Yeah. So good. All right. So one of mine.
Yes.
For sure is, and this is a little bit different than what you just talked about, but I am excited for, I really do think that there's going to be a surge of entrepreneurial activity.
Hmm.
And I think that a lot of this activity will certainly, I hope, and I'm excited for more platforms to be created so that more people can create creative content, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that for sure, the big guys like Netflix and Amazon and all these big production companies are making like, you know, well-produced content.
Yeah.
I think that that's going to still have a little bit of a harder time of coming to fruition for them. Like
really,
I know they have a lot of stuff in their pipeline, but I think as like independent individuals, I think more people are going to be creating content.
Yeah.
And I hope that there are more entrepreneurial, you know, individuals who actually do create new things to allow us all to connect in different ways.
This is a great one because this is a little bit of a prediction, which I'm grateful that you're kind of like tangling with that a little bit. And I agree. I think that there is going to be a call to action for more creators, simply because we're seeing such an influx of platforms to share creative content.
Yeah.
You know, how many podcast channels are we on now?
We're on so many. I think we're like definitely over 20, 25.
Yeah, 25. That's crazy. You know, like in the podcast world, you can be on 25. It's like the music world. Whereas like the video content world, you're kind of associating with one single platform. Like, Right. Oh, this series is on Netflix only.
Yeah.
And this is, as things are moving and shaking and getting really competitive in both of these realms, I think it's going to be an exciting time for us type of creators. That includes you all listening right now.
Exactly. And yeah, I just think that with every disruption, especially if people aren't maybe working as much or they have a little bit more free time because they're working from home, you know, they don't have to do the commute. I hope that, yeah, I mean, people are just thinking about like, what else do I want to do? What else do I want to create? And that usually does come in waves, especially when there has been great disruption in across lots of industries.
Yeah.
So.
All right. I have another one. And this one, I think a lot of people forgot, but I didn't because I'm excited about it. I think the Tokyo Olympics is definitely going to go down.
Ooh, really?
I really think it's going to go down. I mean, as they've demonstrated that it can work with sports. Yes, it's a very complex, like so many athletes from around the world. But I think that they're going to be able to pull it off in 2021. Like, I'm quite confident about that.
Do you think it'll be in the summer, like normal, or do you think a little bit later?
We'll see.
Yeah.
Yet to be determined. Sometime but what I really believe is that they'll get it together to be able to at least, they might cancel a few events. I would not be surprised about that. But I do think that in general, they will have Olympics 2021 that I will be able to watch on NBC.
That's great.
I'm excited. Yeah. Specifically, there's two. One, surfing competition. Haven't seen surfing in the Olympics. Excited about that. And skateboarding. Yes, that's my game.
Interesting.
Yes, that's the name. And yes, I'm going to watch it on TV and it's going to be awesome.
That's really exciting.
Yes,
I can't wait. I was really looking forward to that last year, but you know, amongst everything just got canceled.
Right.
Full stop.
So we'll see. I'm really looking forward to it. I am hopeful. I believe in it. It is a bit of a prediction, but I'm confident. Boom.
I like that.
Your turn, my love.
Okay, so I am really looking forward to, and this may sound obvious, but I really am looking forward to this. I think, well, it's part prediction, but part what I am also looking forward to is I do think that the work from home trend is going to continue into 2021.
Yes,
and I think that it's going to really shape the way this, you know, this generation coming up into their career is going to see how organizations and work can be done by not always being together. I do think that there is nothing that can be taken away from actually being together most of the time, you know, physically. Yeah. But I do think we're going to figure out a way to be as productive as possible, continue to be, and work from home. And I think the great thing that I'm looking forward to the most with working from home is I can do it from anywhere, right? And not everyone has that ability. Their jobs don't allow them to do that.
Yeah.
But maybe...
But 2020 showed which ones they can.
Exactly. You know? So hopefully anyone who is like, oh, dang, that's annoying. I have to be here in order to do it. Well, maybe you can, this is the time to say, you know what? I do want to be able to work from anywhere and live from anywhere. And maybe this is the move, you know, but I think there's going to be a lot of great opportunities and things that come from this trend overall that I'm looking forward to, because I want to be able to live and work wherever I want to live and work, you know?
And it could, there's a lots of arguments with it, but I think a good argument is you kind of can become bit more productive if you work from home. Just think about it. You get out of bed, you shower, boom, you're at the office.
Yeah.
You know, like, bam, already here, ready to go.
Yeah.
What's going on? Get it going. And if it can be proven that you're not just as efficient as you were in the office, but you're more efficient. I mean, think about all the wasted time in carpool, and all those different types of situations.
Commuting,
If this is going to go into 2021, I really think that it could increase productivity for the better, which just helps progress us forward more.
Yeah.
The benefit, now this is the other argument, which I don't know. It would be interesting to see some research on it. But we always say creativity really blossoms when there's like larger groups and discussion. Not too large, but you know, when there's like more interacting and getting diverse teams per se. But, you know, we've proven that Zoom calls do work. They're not always fun.
I think that we've learned a lot. I think you're right. Like the Zoom call, that was like, okay, wow, we can actually still see each other. But then there became this like fatigue with the Zoom call. And so I think that to me at least, meetings are more productive when they're just on the phone.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And there are certain things that can actually just be done via email or Slack or whatever.
Right.
You don't always need a meeting. Like, I think that it will strip down minimalism is a good thing when it comes to some offices. I know a lot of people will be really excited to go back into the office and have that social interaction for sure. Yeah. It all depends on what type of environment your home is like, right? If you have a bunch of kids running around, it's a little stressful, I think, you know, and so maybe it's nice to have some distance. But at the same time, you know, really, if anything, if you, I think moving forward, you know, like co-working spaces will become more popular.
I could see that for sure.
You know,
and you need a meeting, you need a physical place. Why are you paying, you know, every month rent on this place when you only have meetings, you know, once a month, maybe?
Yeah.
Why don't you get a shared space and then you only get it when you need it?
When you need it, exactly.
I'm all about efficiency, maybe too much. And I think that this is going to be so refined moving forward.
Yeah.
Think about like online banking. Like we are with Capital One. We've been with them for a long time now.
Yep.
And it was such a weird mind shift when they were transitioning from having an actual bank where you're working with bank tellers to, no, everything's online and we're going to prove it to you by having this space, which was a bank. It's just going to be a coffee shop. And
yeah, where you can just work and do whatever you want.
To the internet here, and whatever you would have done, you know, it with a human, you can actually do it right here.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking that we're going to see a lot more of those types of shifts where it's like, why did we have this office place? Why did we need to do, you know, provide all these extra little things here? Like, was it really helping? Did it just demonstrate to others that we're something, you know, really strong and powerful?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think some, yes, it's important, but I do think that there's others where it's like, you know what?
Yeah.
You might want to think twice about it.
Yeah, I think it was a really old school way of doing things.
Yes.
I think we hear that a lot. Like that was definitely the cubicle office, needing to have an office to show the legitimacy of the company.
Right.
Like why? I think that this generation and younger is just not really enamored with anything like that.
Yeah.
Don't really, honestly, don't like the whole like politics in the office too of like, oh, so-and-so's got a bigger desk or this person's got a bigger office.
Yeah,
who cares?
So ridiculous.
You know, who
cares?
He's
got a door.
Yeah. Like I just think that the whole old school way of this is what an office workplace needs to look like, that was not really reinvented until, I mean, Silicon Valley did a lot, like Google's, you know, campus and Apple's campus and whatnot did a lot in innovating towards like what the next workplace might look like. But right now it looks like that's so big and overdone. Like, why do I want to go there? Like, I think it'll be like,
too much.
You're just doing a little too much. So I think moving forward, it's exciting. It'll open up a lot of new, interesting ways that we can work better overall.
Absolutely. So that was a good one. I'm really glad that you said that one. That was perfect.
Thanks.
I have one, and this is a little bit specific, but I'll just throw it out there. I do miss travel. I don't think we're going to get the full opportunity of like what travel used to be. But I do think that things will start opening up a little bit, especially once everyone has access to a vaccine, at least in the United States. That will make a big change.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to, because I think we're really confident we're going to make this happen at some point in 2021. We're going to go visit our parents in Mexico.
For sure. I can't wait.
My mom's in Mexico. Your dad's in Mexico. Mm-hmm. And we're going to come. We haven't seen them in a very long time.
Yeah.
They both moved there and we've never even seen
them. We've never seen them, I know.
We were planning on doing it in 2020 and things got a little wild. But I think that this, you know, at some point, you know, we just need everyone to be vaccinated and it to be a little bit safer for everyone. And bada bing, bada boom, tacos.
I'm so glad that you said that because I am really so excited. I think we can all say we miss our family members and friends big time.
I'm confident a lot of people are looking forward to having, there's someone in their mind that they're like, I really want to travel and visit you. It could be grandma. It could be, you know, there's so many people.
Yeah.
And it's like, you've been doing the right thing, everybody.
Yeah.
Thank you for being patient. 2021, I feel like it's a good opportunity where you're going to get to do that.
Yeah.
You know, fulfill that gap.
I agree. That's a good one. That's
Thanks,
a really
honey.
Good one.
I want to hear yours.
So I also think next year, one thing I am excited for, because I think it was really kind of, it was an unfortunate thing that had to happen, but it was a good accelerating trend, which was online education.
Online education.
Right.
And I did. Awesome. Like it's going. This is great that you're saying this one.
It is. Well, it was an absolute necessity in some parts of this year.
Still right now.
Still this. Yeah. To this day. So, but I think that because we weren't necessarily ready, we didn't have, you know, like even just elementary school, middle school, high school was not very well prepared, right? Yeah. To be able to do that, let alone some higher education institutions as well. I mean, I think that there's going to be a lot of great innovation in a really positive direction on online education.
And it's only going to get better.
It's going to get better,
It was so complicated. You think about like how much it's accelerated where you're trying to teach, you know, first graders, kindergartners, and younger or a little bit older.
Yeah.
Online teaching at home, like that is such a complex thing. It's already difficult for college students in some degrees, but the software, the platforms have been getting so much better. And I'm looking forward to seeing it really refining itself to allow people to learn remotely from anywhere in the world.
I agree. And I think that with the transition will also be, hopefully, and this, I think if it doesn't, it's ridiculous. It should also lower the cost of education.
Yes.
You know, like you're not going to an institution. You're not going to, you know, especially if you can get like the those first 2 years of undergrad general education out of the way. I mean, that will lower the cost of education significantly.
We're big believers in that.
Yeah,
you know, huge. We went to, what is it called? The Lincoln Land Grant University.
Yes.
Where the mission is just to give education to all.
Yeah.
And you want to give education to all, you know, if it can be less expensive because there's so much competition of online education, heck yeah, that just gives others an opportunity to get some knowledge. And what is knowledge? The most powerful weapon which you can use to change the world.
100%.
Thank you, Nelson.
Thank you, Nelson Mandela.
Yes. All right.
The man.
That was a good one, honey.
Thanks.
Got me a little like passionate with that one. Excited. Thank you. All right. So my next one's, it's not quite as good as yours. I feel like you've been like hitting some like really good notes. But this one, I'm not going to lie, I did look up what should we celebrate in 2021 because there's some anniversaries going on.
Oh.
And I am excited. So one that I'm not very thrilled about is the Pokemon. Yay. Some people are really excited. 25 years. Not my game, but good for you all who are making money with it. Proud of you. The one that I am excited about is Disney World turns 50 years old.
Wow. Really?
I know. That's actually really big, isn't it?
I think so.
And oh, man, what a year to turn 50.
My goodness.
You know, what a year to turn 50. And guess where we live? In the wonderful sunshine state of Florida. And you know, if we get vaccines and things start opening up a little bit, we're going to be skipping along into that castle to see what they're going to do for 50, because they're doing something.
They're going to do something.
They're going to do something.
Yeah, for sure.
And I want to see what they're doing, because 50 is a big monument. I mean, that's like the year, you
it
know?
It is,
like,
for sure.
I don't even know.
Half a century.
Yeah. Like when it gets to 100 years old, I'm going to be like way old. I don't even know if I'll be able to. I don't even know if I'll be here. So you got to go 50.
I love that. It's really exciting. And, you know, to be honest, like full disclosure, like John and I haven't gone out to like.
I know.
For drinks or anything like that.
I know.
For so long. Like the
whole
year,
basically.
We've been really
good. I'm proud of us. I really am.
I am too. But to be honest, yeah, I've been recently like, oh man, wouldn't it be nice to just go grab a beer with so-and-so? Like,
yeah.
And there are still bars open here and people go and they listen to live music and it looks like a lot of fun, but we're doing our part. But you know, when you talk about stuff like going to Disney and stuff, those are like little things that do get me excited. I mean, I am excited to eventually when we have the vaccine to go and get a drink at a bar.
Yeah,
you know?
See, I have that on my list, oddly enough. And I don't know if you had that one on your list, but yeah. Just we have been very good about it, and we just think the best thing we could do is be patient. But yeah, I can't wait to go get a pitcher of beer or just like a few like pints and watch a game and just feel like it's okay. Like I don't have to be constantly like looking around. And I'm telling you, if I got a vaccine in my arm and I know like, you know, I know what that does.
Yeah.
It's gonna just ease the feelings when you're in that environment where you're like, oh no, you know, like it's an uncomfortable feeling. It's the feeling you get when you go to the grocery store right now.
Yeah, exactly.
That feeling just get a little bit lower. I don't expect it to disappear.
No.
But I do expect it to just feel a little bit better. Like, I'm vaccinated. I'm outdoors. I got good airflow.
Yeah.
These people, you know, they're all distanced to a certain degree. No problemo.
Yeah.
Another one. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Agreed.
I can't
agreed.
Wait.
I hope, and I don't know if this will happen, but I hope that we can have a glass of wine in an airport lounge.
Oh man, I
in
hope.
2021.
I
don't
really
know if
hope,
that's gonna happen.
I
don't know. Honestly, I don't. Yeah. I don't. I'm not even like 90%.
This isn't the prediction one. No, but this is something that we're hopeful for.
Hopeful for.
I think that'd be so great, wouldn't it?
I know. I think that we'll definitely all have to continue to wear masks.
Yes.
Throughout the next year, and I think that'll be an integral part of everyone's life.
For
but
sure.
That's okay.
Especially
I don't
until
mind
we
it.
Get to that number. That's. I don't know. I'm hopeful we'll get it. But you know, the herd immunity point.
Yeah.
By fall, but. That's still a long way to go.
We'll see.
We shall.
So
your turn, my love.
My other one is I am actually excited. And this is kind of a prediction of a trend, but I definitely do think that it's already happening, and I'm happy that it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of has to do with going to the local bar to
okay.
have a drink.
Okay.
Is I think that there will be an emphasis in supporting small business more than anything else in 2021,
that's
which is so
beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's just so like the small businesses have been hit the hardest.
Yeah.
Man. It's just
it's crazy.
It's awful, and especially the hospitality, you know, travel industry, restaurants and stuff. I just think, I'm excited, and I hope that there's going to be a larger emphasis on all of us collectively wanting to lift up and support small locally owned businesses.
Yeah, our credit card has always supported small businesses. Like they've always put that like as in their like emails and promotions, like hey, support small.
Yeah, shout out Amex.
But this year it was like, no, we need to support the small. And I think that's going to carry over because that went from everyone, you know, not only our credit card. And I think that's going to be a very strong trend moving forward where it's like, if you can, you know, go. When we can go to restaurants, it's gonna be awesome. Mom pop restaurants are the best. Like
they are the best.
Wait.
It's always where the best food's at.
For sure, no question about it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm looking forward to some of those small restaurant mom pop spots. Which I'll say this one, but I don't want to use this one as my time. But I will say more sushi buffets for me.
Ooh.
I did actually write that down. Can
I
you believe
knew you
that?
Would. Yeah, I do believe that 100%.
All right, this is the one that I do want to say, and this is weird. Live performances, specifically. Like a play. We used to go on like dates where we would like go to see the performance when we lived like across, like in Stillwater, that you had like university plays and stuff. That was really great
was
date
so
nights.
Fun.
I really miss those.
Me too.
You know, like I think Broadway's probably going to open up. And I think, not that we're going to Broadway, but I'm saying like there's going to be more performances again.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And I think it might take a while. It might be like winter 2021. But you know what? I really cannot wait to see a live performance. And I am being specific that I want it to be more theater. Concerts are great. I love concerts. I am kind of looking forward to those. But I think it would be really cool to see a theater play again.
Oh, me too.
You know?
That's such a good one, hun.
Thanks.
Really
we
love
had
that
fun
one.
Dates, you feel?
We had really fun dates. And I do think that that is something we're all craving. Obviously, not only being together physically in person, but I think that there will be kind of the pendulum will swing the other way. We've been so reliant on these, you know, technology and devices.
Yeah.
We've been living in the more virtual world of watching content. I think that having like a live person actually perform in front of you is something that we could all say, oh, that sounds super novel and fun right now.
Wait.
You know,
it is a special thing to see a live performance. I mean, I am looking forward to going to the movie theater. We haven't gone to the movie theater in a very long time, but definitely way above that is a live performance.
100%.
And they're really reasonably priced too. You know, like you can find a cheap one somewhere and I can't wait to see them.
That's
going to be fun.
One.
Fun
okay,
dates.
Okay. I think this might be my last one.
Okay. Don't worry.
But I have more, but.
No, throw it out.
Okay.
I want to hear it.
I am really looking forward to, well, okay. I think this has already happened, but
give
I think that will continue to happen and I'm excited. It's kind of like the small business thing, right?
Okay.
I think that we all, gained a huge appreciation for nature.
Yes.
And more that relationship, that connection that we've had during our time in lockdown, I hope that really encourages people to want to preserve it more and to just, you know, want to like understand how important nature is to our health overall.
Right.
You know, like we all need, we all are living here on this earth together, but I think placing more emphasis on going out for walks outside, you know, no mm-hmm. matter what, you know, and mm-hmm. exploring outside, really just wanting to be out in nature. I think that's going to continue on into 2021. Right. And I think that's a good thing.
No, for sure.
Bird watching is at its all time high in America. Like, wow, that's amazing. That. Yeah.
Well, it makes a lot of sense.
It's
yeah.
Awesome.
I was going to say, like, you definitely, and a lot of the people who are really close to us have grown to appreciate nature more than ever.
Yeah.
And like some of our parents like really love birds. Some of them really love flowers.
Yeah.
You definitely love birds. I'm fascinated by birds too.
Yeah, they're cool.
It's so weird. I almost sound like a freaking grandpa. But you know what? They are really amazing, especially if you have a large variety around yeah. you and you can kind of spot their different personalities, which is fun. And yeah, it's going to be really wonderful to go into the next 2021 and beyond with a better understanding of nature and an emphasis on protecting and supporting nature long term.
Yeah.
And I think that's definitely something that's, you know, a large, it was accelerated in 2020, you know?
Yeah.
It got some extra food, plant food, you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Well, yeah. And human, like the lack of human activity allowed for nature to kind of
blossom a bit more,
and regrow and heal in certain areas too. And so yeah. I hope that, you know, just being able to see that actually happen, you know, I just hope that it continues to be a priority to us all.
Because it's so beneficial.
It is.
I mean, that's the truth. It's re-energizing. It's rejuvenating. It's a reminder. It's like meditating.
Yeah.
It's a million benefits.
Yeah. Like the other day we went, I think it was on Christmas, when we went on a walk and went bird watching and we ended up seeing like a pod of dolphins.
Oh yeah.
Swimming and jumping and playing. And I was like, this is so cool. There are very few things in this world, I feel like, that can take you away for a brief moment, unlike, you know, just seeing the randomness of nature happen like that. You know?
And it's like, it's they're free dolphins just living their best life.
I know.
It's so cool.
It is.
So that was a good one. And I'm cheering for that. And I'm grateful for that too. All right. My last, I have a few, but I'll try to summarize quick. I miss cities being fun.
Yeah, me too.
You know, it's a weird statement, but cities to me used to be like the best thing. Like you can walk around, you go find different like places to stop and grab a drink. You can go and explore new areas. You can try different foods. You can understand the different parts of the city, whether it's like the Italian section or the Chinese section.
Yeah.
And feel like you're like traveling just by walking.
So true. And we had, honestly, our plans for 2020 were to move to a city.
Yes, no question about
it. It was like the most exciting thing for us both. I mean, we spent a lot of time in Bangkok in 2019.
Right.
And we were we got to come back. When we come back to the U.S., we got to go move to a city. And we were so excited to do so. And then obviously this happened. So I think that's such a good one because it does feel a little bit like, because there's so much diversity, you feel like you're traveling, walking around.
And they're just not as fun. They're still fun. I'm not going to like put anyone down who's in a city. We love cities. We'll be back. But it definitely isn't as fun as it was because there's just too many people. And if we don't have a vaccine, that's how the virus goes nuts. So this is where I think we're going to start seeing cities allowing people to like, you know, gather and have fun and explore and have events in the streets again, and you're like, what's going on? And you're like, oh my gosh, they're doing this event that I had no idea about. Surprise, great day, new day, yay.
So that's true. My vibe. I love that one.
All right. This one's very complimentary to that one, but 2020 definitely showed us the importance of us living exactly where we want to live. And so for 2021, I am, this is definitely us personally, but I'm really looking forward to us continuing that trend. So whether we stay on the lovely Island of Treasure or perhaps we go somewhere else, I definitely think 2021, we're going to ensure that this is not just a one-time thing that happened in 2020 where we were like, hey, let's just go exactly where we're feeling.
Where we want to go, yeah.
This is going to be a lifetime thing, and 2021 will prove that it wasn't a one-time thing only. It is something that will carry on forever.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it was a little deep.
That was a really good one. I like that one. I have one last one if
Alrighty.
We have enough time.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so interestingly enough, I mean, I've always really been into like personal finances. I had a really amazing professor my last year of undergrad at UC Davis who basically just completely changed my whole world and my life in terms of how to deal with my own personal finances.
Yeah.
And I do think that 2021 will present more opportunities for people to, I mean, obviously the stock market is going crazy. It's totally different world.
A little fault
right now. It's okay. Yeah. But I think that this year has definitely taught all of us the importance of saving. Yes, right. And being a little bit more responsible with our money. Mm-hmm. Like, why do we spend our money? We talked about that on the minimalist, you know, episode.
What do we want to spend our money on? What, like, are we saving for? Yeah, those types of questions.
Exactly. And I am really looking forward to, you know, continuing to, you know, be responsible with our own finances personally. But I think mm-hmm. that this generation will probably take that on forward as well. I mean, mm-hmm. America's been known as like one of the worst countries to save money, right? People don't save. So I hope that that continues as a trend. But more than anything, I'm looking forward to some of the opportunities that we can, you know, take advantage of in the upcoming year as things are starting to, you know, open up and kind of reveal themselves. It's so difficult to know where to invest your money into right now. So I think, like, because
less
we're so
volatility.
On the as we're on the pulse of what might happen, obviously we're being way more conservative now than anything else. But I'm looking forward to, you know, investing a little bit more next year into various different things. But I'm really looking forward to investing my time or my money into whatever experiences that we can really create.
Yeah.
I feel like that's always been how we've been, but it's definitely going to be focused more on, you know, how can we, you know, have a different experience today over this weekend, this week. And
2020 definitely showed us the value of our time.
That's for sure.
Cheers to 2021, my friends.
Cheers, you guys.
It has been a wild one. Grateful we're all here. We did it. On to the next one. One step forward, progress. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Enjoy this journey through sound.